Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's 20 for Brekkie and the Hooks living in the 70s. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07. It's very steamy. There is a little bit of sea mist out there today if you're on the way in, and it is very warm at the moment, very warm. Lee and I, a newsman who's the only other person in the building when I get in here in the morning, both commented on that. I hope you got through the heat of yesterday. Okay, glad there weren't any really major outbreaks for our fireys. That is great news. Wednesday today, 13th day of February, another high fire danger, another mainly sunny day where temperatures inland are going to nudge 35 degrees. And they're also talking about possible dust storms today as well. Medium chance of showers late in the afternoon into the evening. Major news stories of the day today. The Senate is expected to pass amendments to border protection laws after yesterday's historic vote. Karen Phelps joined with Labor and the crossbenchers and the Greens to inflict a historic defeat on the government, the likes of which haven't been seen for over 60 years, apparently. Right, what was right on the floor of the House of Representatives. So you're going to be hearing about this ad nauseum today. Locally, some good news as far as road funding goes for the Hastings and Camden Haven. The local federal MP, David Gillespie, announced that Port Macquarie Hastings Council would receive a further $7.3 million under the Roads to Recovery program between now and 2024. And on the lighter side of things, this is good news. A Lake Cat Eye retiree is planning to build his dream balcony after discovering he won $200,000 in yesterday's Lucky Lottery's mega jackpot draw. Good on that Lake Cat Eye resident. In sport, graphic details of Jack DeBellin's alleged rape of a 19-year-old in Wollongong have emerged after he pleaded not guilty in court. And tomorrow sees the start of the Big Bash finals with the Hurricanes taking on the Stars. Locally in sport, I did get a note from Brody Yonan yesterday to remind everybody, Camden Haven Junior Board Riders have their Rego Day coming up on Friday from 5 at Rainbow Beach, Bonnie Hills. Their first comp day is Sunday, February 24. On the show today, plenty happening, including more Red Hot Summer Tour tickets to be given away. Now, these are worth the double pass, $240. And it's headlined by the legend that is Susie Quattro. The Angels, Baby Animals, Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures, Chocolate Starfish, Saturday, March 16 at Westport, proudly presented by the M's. These tickets go off every time I mention them. So look out. I'll test your knowledge again today with the Red Hot Quiz here on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. Yes. Also coming up, a very funny cactus today featuring Ned Kelly starting out in the banks. Also, worst dad joke Wednesday. If you've heard a howler, we'd like to hear from you. There's $1,000 on up for grabs on the birthday wheel again today after 8. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Peter Gabriel, Robbie Williams, Kim Novak, and the great Jerry Springer, who's 74 today. Also, what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union? Christy comes in around 9:15. 13:27:10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:11. We
love our city. Good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Oh, hello, girls. It's John Michael Star Sniffer here, the human fan tail wrapper, with all the goss on the latest movie version of the Ned Kelly story. Oh, it really is the definitive look at our national hero criminal. Totally accurate from the opening scene when young Ned Kelly, a bank teller, is wrongly accused of stealing by the manager.
I didn't do it, I tell you. A dingo did it. Or Joe, the cameraman. Or me mum. Strike out whichever's inapplicable.
Ned, you're the only teller in the bank. I saw you steal 10 shillings from that customer.
You're a liar. I didn't steal 10 shillings from her. It was £2.
£2? Oh, Ned, you could go a long way in the banking industry.
Oh, no, just at a top will be fine.
Well, talented young Ned soon became the CEO, calling the shots in banks all over the country.
Bail up! This is a 30% rise in bank fees. Take these hidden charges, pay this rip-off credit card interest and kiss my arse.
Yes, Ned had become a bank ranger. And his daylight robbery was so shameful he had to wear a bucket on his head to hide his face.
No, no, no. It's to stop old people beating me brains in with their walking sticks for taking all their pension money and bank fees.
But Ned wasn't finished. He joined the boards of other blood-sucking industries. Insurance empires, petrol conglomerates, your local plumber.
Your money or your life. Look at me lovely profits. Billions and billions. Yes.
Poor Ned was hung by the neck. A plastic bag over his head in some auto-erotic pleasure ritual gone wrong. And although he never married, Ned Kelly fathered so many complete and utter bastards that they've invaded every corner of the corporate world today. Well, that bit's accurate anyway. Bye, girls.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
And that is, of course, to keep your lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Good morning, Bluey Waters.
Morning, Shorty.
Or should I call you Nostradamus? You said that wind wouldn't blow yesterday for most of the day, and you were 100% correct.
Yeah, we had a great day on the water yesterday. At the beach, you said, we picked up some nice quality whiting. The odd brim, no size in the brim, of course. And back in the estuary, they did pick up some handy flatheads. So it wasn't a bad day on the water yesterday.
All right. Anyone go outside, or did the wind warning scare them?
It must have scared them. There wasn't many boats going out.
Fair enough. What about today? I don't know about you, Bluey, but when I left just before four to come to work, out on the water, it was like a real sea mist. And they reckon there's dust storms in Sydney. So I think the poor old asthma sufferers and hay fever sufferers might cop it today. But bottom of the tide at 9:30. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm out the estuary this morning. I'm going to fish the southern banks, and I'm going to try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns.
Or blackfish on prawns, okie-doke.
Yeah, as you said, this northerly will come through for a little while, and then it'll turn around to the south, and then we might get a bit of a gallop on with that southerly this afternoon. So we'll get out early, we'll fish the bottom of the tide, a bit of the rising tide on the southern banks.
All right, might even be a toupee warning later, Bluey, if it really gets a gallop.
Right, yes. I've got results through from the Lake Cadoy Amateur Fishing Club. They had a comp on last week. It weighed in 100 fish. Is there a good club, this club?
Yeah, 100 fish,
yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. Basically, it was all brim. It was all estuary, basically, because of the weather conditions. But so they had brimmed 880 grams, whiting 560, the biggest one went, over half a kilo. That's not a bad whiting, is it?
Wow.
Flathead to 1.3, blackfish to 650, and a few bonito around the half kilo mark.
There you go. Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, remember, fishing clubs, have you got meets coming up? Contact Bluey or contact myself. We can get it on the air for you and talk about it. Any clubs out this weekend that you know of, Blue?
Yes, we've got the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club. It's got their Sunday comp on. It's 12 o'clock weigh in back of the marina with a barbecue.
There you go. All right, good luck to them. And I think, hopefully, we might get a little bit of shower activity over the next couple of days. I saw no great numbers, but two water dragons yesterday, Bluey. That normally doesn't constitute anything, but any movement I'll take at the moment.
That's right, yes. We're looking for the water dragons, and if they come out in numbers, we'll know the range on the way, especially the gardeners and the farmers. Gee, they must be pulling their hair out.
Yeah, exactly right. Did you get any hail on Saturday night? Were you
I
with?
Did.
Oh,
in my place, yes. The front lawn was quite white, actually, at one stage. No size in the hail, but it was a fair bit of it.
You sound like you're talking about the hail like fish, Bluey. No size in the hail. Well, the car dealers all go in the fetal position. We start talking about hail. But
that's right.
They are predicting an 80% chance of between 1 and 5 millimetres today, Bluey. So there you go.
Oh, well, there you go.
See what happens there. See what happens. All right, Bluey. Now, I just want you to think about this fact too. We have 1 month and 1 day before the footy kicks off, Bluey. Did you know that?
Oh, breathe in, breathe
1 month
out.
And 1 day. And I can tell you that you're playing on the Saturday night at the 5:30 game, which is great for you. That gives you time to lock the shop up, to get yourself into your favourite chair and get a beverage out for kickoff at 5:30 on Saturday the 16th of March. Are you happy with that one, Bluey?
Very happy with that, yes.
Oh, very good, very good. And we're on the Friday night up against the Rabbits. The garbage bloke, the garbage man, always yells abuse at me no matter where I am, in the street, down towards the surf club or whatever, and he's still got his hat on and he's confident this will be the year of the Rabbit. I wonder how.
Okay.
Wonder how Wayne's World's going down in Redfern.
That's right.
I wonder. Anyway, we will see. All right, Bluey. Just repeating today for the fishos. He does think the wind is going to blow today. I've seen two water dragons. We are hopeful of just a little bit of something today. And you're sending us out to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary. Take a few prawns. Try for a brim or a blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
On the Mid-North Coast today, a late shower and top of 31. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Kempsey Shire Council has released a final draft report for managing noise, the use and development of the airport. It's been a hot topic in town, with most of the talk around the hours of the airport's operation. Now Council's looking for feedback on the technical document through the Have Your Say Macleay website. Council Stephen Mitchell says it's been a lengthy process to set down.
Over the last sort of 12 to 18 months, we have embarked on a process to engage some consultants and develop a noise management plan, which is now available for the community to have their say on and provide comments. And it will basically set the parameters for the use of Kempsey Airport going forward.
Federal government have announced a significant injection of funds going straight to Port Macquarie Hastings Council through the Roads to Recovery program. Line MP Dr. David Gillespie says it's a big windfall.
Federal roads and bridges funding is critical for Port Macquarie Hastings Council. I'm so pleased we've increased funding in the last mini budget at MyEFO. $7,300,000 in the program this year and the next 3 years.
That money comes on top of the $9.2 million already announced for the year. It also follows the $1.1 million of work done on the Bago Road pavement rehabilitation project. One Lake Cadeye retiree has won $200,000 in the lucky lotteries. The local won first prize in the mega jackpot draw drawn on Monday. The man says he now plans on building his dream balcony. He's also opted to remain anonymous, but he's planning on giving a share of the money to his children. And Bowraville is welcoming news of a new playground for the town. Under state government's Everyone Can Play program, Nambucca Shire Council has been allocated $196,000 to create the new play space for the community. Now to sport. This season's round two FFA Cup matches have been drawn. Port United will take on Northern Storm and Taree Wildcats to face Westlawn Tigers. Yeronga Football Club will be playing Oxley Valley at Toonga Mushrooms and the Port Saints against Alstonville FC. The draw included 75 teams, all the Northern New South Wales football clubs broken down into two pools, those local sides representing the North. And looking at surfing, the Camden Haven Junior Board Riders have their registration day coming up on Friday at 5 p.m. from Rainbow Beach, Bonnie Hills. The first competition day is on Sunday the 24th. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light north to northeasterly wind blowing, producing clean conditions in those northern corners and a few decent sized waves around. The swells out of the east and northeast. Wave sizes around that 4 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. The open beaches are worth a look for that early surf too, because the open beaches are fairly smooth. That wind's fairly offshore. We do have a low tide around 9:30 today. That wind will turn to the south late morning, and those southern corners will be the best option for the surf this afternoon. We do have a high tide around 3:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 19 to 20.
20 Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
Suzi Quatro releases her new album No Control on March 29, and Suzi also plays the Red Hot Summer Tour, proudly presented by Triple M, Saturday, March 16 at Westport Park. The iconic Byron Bay Blues Fest could move to Queensland after its organiser lashed the New South Wales government over proposed licensing laws that they say would destroy music festivals. And legendary talk show host Jerry Springer has a birthday today. He's 74. He was the master of getting couples to air their dirty linen in public.
I'm coming clean to my girl today. I just want to let you know, this is no more texting, no more nothing. I don't want to have nothing to do with you, period. At all. At all.
But well, what I want to let all. You know is, I'm a man.
Triple M and the Red Hot Quiz coming up after 7. Tickets to Red Hot Summer on offer. Chisel, forever now. It's 9 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, our news hound. Ooh. Lee Jolo. Hey, Lee, that was fun yesterday. We were talking about the millennial stuff, and the one I'd forgotten about. And when I think back on it now, I do remember doing it. Back in the days where, like service stations, that you would get service. That's why they were called a service station, right?
Oh, right. People would come out to you and fill up the car and stuff.
Yeah, but I'd forgotten about this one. The way they knew you were there, there was a black strip. Like a round bit of plastic, right, that had a sensor in it that was like a bit of a hose.
Yep.
And if you were a kid, right, and there was no one at the service station, if you're over near the footpath, you'd run over and jump up in the air and land on it, and a buzzer would go off inside, the bloke would come out. I forgot about doing that at service stations.
Now, I thought you were going to say it was bubble wrap or something those days.
No. How good is bubble wrap, though? It's just fantastic. But I've forgotten about the buzzer at the old service station.
Never heard of it.
You make me feel old. All right, what are the papers saying today, champion?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline, Grin Reapers. Karen Phelps was all smiles after consigning the Morrison government to a historic loss on the floor of the House of Representatives with Labor's full backing. The 75-74 passing of the bill to medevac asylum seekers to Australia sets up a defining election contest between Scott Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten over border security. As well as that, NRL star in claim of rape on teen. The summer of discontent for the NRL continued yesterday when shocking rape allegations against New South Wales Origin star Jack DeBellin were revealed in court documents. Dragons forward DeBellin is accused of repeatedly raping a teenager, grabbing her around the throat and leaving her with injuries. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, it also leads with the historic loss for Prime Minister. Coalition overpowered in House on refugee bill. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has suffered a humiliating defeat in Parliament on refugee medical transfers in a rout not seen by any government in decades, sparking an incendiary debate on border protection and questions about an early election. And he stopped the boats, then they stopped him. Scott Morrison was the immigration minister who restored control of Australia's borders. He is now the prime minister who has lost control of Australia's parliament.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally with you, a couple of really interesting ones. Over $7 million from the federal government to help roads, and a great lottery win on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, certainly was. On the roads, federal government have announced, as you say, $7.3 million for the Port Macquarie Hastings Council from the Roads to Recovery program. The money will be handed out over the next 4 financial years, and that's on top of this year's $9.2 million. As we know, the Port Macquarie Hastings Council have a roads maintenance backlog of some $90 million, so this money is much needed, and of course that'll go to a good cause in our roads. And as well as that, also the lucky lottery winner, $200,000 has gone to a Lake Cadie retiree. The man's opted to remain anonymous, as probably I would as well.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
He's opting to probably upgrade his balcony and also spend that money with his family. So,
isn't that funny? I've never heard anyone say after a big lottery win, I'm going to upgrade my balcony. But it's obviously something he's thought about for a long time, to upgrade the balcony. Good on him too, right. All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. And we will talk to you in around 7 minutes' time here on Triple M. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Coming coming up after 7. Remember, the Red Hot quiz is on. Two tickets up for grabs, $240 worth to the Red Hot Summer Tour, headlined by Susie Quattro, Saturday, March 16 at Westport Park, proudly presented by Triple M. Triple M, classic headsets, the Eagles, and Take It Easy on Strawdy's Brekkie Show at 7:09.
The Red Hot Summer Tour is Australia's favourite one-day music event, and it's on again in 2019 with the ultimate rock lineup, starring Susie Quattro, The Angels, Baby Animals, Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures, and Chocolate Starfish. The Red Hot Summer Tour rocks at Westport Park, Port Macquarie, Saturday, March 16.
Yeah, it certainly does. And we are doing the Red Hot Quiz all this week, giving away double passes, $240 worth, 13, 27, 10. Let's see how we go in the Red Hot Quiz. And first up, we go to Jazz in Kempsey. G'day, Jazz. How are you? Okay. Now, Jazz, here's our question. Now, we've got Susie Quattro, The Angels, Baby Animals, Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures, and Aussie group Chocolate Starfish. Now, back in 1994, Chocolate Starfish had a huge hit. We had him in the studio here at that time as well, with a Carly Simon cover.
All over it. All over it. You're So Vain.
You're So Vain. Yes! Congratulations, Jazz. Well done. Now, who are you going to take with you?
I'm undecided yet, but can I please just give a big shout-out to the Crystalite Factory, who are always working so hard.
No worries. You can do that. A bit of contra goes a long way. Well, congratulations. I think you can call in some favours. You're going to be the most popular person at work today. Good on you, Jazz. Now, who are you most looking forward to seeing? It's a great lineup. It's hard.
Definitely Chocolate Starfish.
Isn't that amazing? I thought I
Mountain
might.
Mountain is probably in my top 10.
There you go. Well, I'm going to play it for you now.
Oh, why love it. Thank you so much.
Okay, Jazz, why don't you go? Here is Chocolate Starfish on Triple M. Come on, say it for me, Jazz.
Here is Chocolate Starfish on Triple M with Mountain.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Here we go, folks, into the unknown. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
What's your yarn for us today?
A keen golfer's running a little bit late for his tee time, and one of his mates says, well, why are you late? And he said, well, it's Sunday, and I had to toss a coin to decide whether to go to church or to go to golf. He says, yeah, but why are you late? And he said, well, I had to toss it 20 times.
Yes, sir. Okay, act two on the program. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
There you go. What have you got for us?
Oh, there was a blonde lady in the supermarket shopping, and she was looking at the chickens, and she said to the young fellow there, do these chickens get any bigger? And he looked at her with amazement and said, no, ma'am, they're dead.
No! No! Do they get any bigger? Good morning, Alan.
Yeah. What do you call a bird that sticks to a jumper?
What do you call a bird that sticks to a jumper? I don't know.
A Velcro.
Oh, no, no, no. But in a strange way, yes, yes, yes.
Strawny.
Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, it's 10 to 8. We go to the soundproof booth and the judging panel of Glenn Stewart next. A Velcro. Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. It's the BG's Staying Alive at 5 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yeah, we go to the soundproof booth now and the great Glenn Stewart. And I remember the name of that film too. It was Shirley Valentine, okay? It did come to me. It did come to me. Now, out of John, Helen and Owen, who did you like? Three very good yarns this morning.
Well, I actually like one of the others, but the two girls in the office were laughing their heads off at Owen's one, so I think I'll go with him.
Yeah, all right. The Velcro. Ah! Well done, Owen. You're off to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Compliments of Hanoverton Mechanical to have a great lunch. And you guys are gearing up for the big day tomorrow, Glenn, at the club.
With, so, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll get to
yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, just before that, though, let's have a look at what's happening with the lucky members draw tonight. I hear you're rolling in cash again.
So $2,500.
$2,500.
If you're a lucky member. Yeah.
If you're a lucky member.
Good luck. Need that $2,500.
That'd be very nice. Now, also, Jerry is doing the trivia there tonight. We like to give you a bit of a leg up to go to the trivia on a question. Now, today, Jerry sent me the question. Mungo National Park is in which Australian state or territory? Mungo National Park is in which Australian state or territory? New South Wales, Queensland or the Northern Territory? Jerry will ask that question this evening. Now, entertainment this week, what have you got for us?
So Friday we've got Venus 2 and on Saturday the Matt Booker band.
Oh, how good is Matt Booker?
He's awesome. They're both good.
Play that flamenco guitar. He's a genius. Now, let's talk about Valentine's Day tomorrow because you've got a book. This is really important.
Yeah, so we're doing a three-course meal for $70 a head. And each couple of books, we're going to chip in a bottle of wine.
Very nice indeed. Love is in the air. And it is the Port City Bowling Club. If you would like to book, make sure you do that today, 6583-1133. Thank you, Glenn Stewart. And a reminder, also, it's 1 month and 1 day till the footy kicks off, and you've got the tipping comp there.
Yeah, we're not counting either, are we?
No, not much.
Can't wait.
There's someone ringing now.
Yeah. So we've got footy tipping kicks off. Just pop your name at Cashbox. It's $25. Whatever the pool is, Port City's going to chip in an extra $400 on top. So, more the merrier.
More the merrier. All right, kick off. 1 month, 1 day. Thank you, Glenn Stewart.
Wait.
From the best address in Australia, the Mid-North Coast, it's Triple M. And we're playing the classic hits like Dave Dobbin and Herb's Hair and A Slice of Heaven. Certainly will be if we get a shower later today.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if Shaz can pick up the $1,000 today. G'day, Shaz. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Well, it's a bit hazy out there today. It's a bit spooky, isn't it? Yeah, with this dust.
Sure is.
All the dust and all that out there. But anyway, hopefully it blows away. Now, for 40 Wings, I've got to match your birthday with the wheel, Shaz. What number are we looking for you?
Number 8, please.
Number 8. All right, Shaz, here we go. It's 8 for Shaz. It's 8 for Shaz. Come on, number 8. Come on, number 8.
Number
8. Goes past. Oh, Shaz. Lands on two little ducks. Quack, quack, 22. Oh, no. Two ducks. Crikey. Shaz, I can't give you the cash, but I've got your phone number and details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag. What? Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, okay? Thank you, Shazzy. Now, other birthdays today, and we've got a couple of people birthdaying. I can tell you that Eli Hudson is turning 13 today. Good on you, Eli. That's what Poppy Pete tells me anyway. From Ollie, Pippa, Mum and Dad, have a great day today, Eli. I'll bet they'll spoil you rotten today, champion. Good on you. Also, happy birthday to Beck from the local land services in Kempsey. From all your colleagues, Beck, have a good one. Yes. And happy 14th birthday going out to Jordan Wright. Have a great day from Mum and Dad and Nan and Pa. Jordan, have a great day today, all right? Now, people like Jordan and Beck and Eli are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Peter Gabriel, Robbie Williams and Kim Novak, all born on this day, the 13th of February. It's Triple M. Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler, with $2,500 up for grabs in the lucky members draw there tonight. And the last train to Clarksville, that is the Monkeys. Now, we've got Christy coming in shortly with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. But we're talking about millennials yesterday and stuff they wouldn't understand. I cannot believe, Christy, you don't know what a kazoo is.
Oh, no, you're not doing it to me, are you? We were talking about musical instruments and you said, oh, why don't we get a kazoo? And I'm like, what's a kazoo? I thought it was a guitar.
No. Do you know what a kazoo is?
Give me something. You don't even know what kazoo is. Give me an example.
Well, I'm just going to YouTube now. I'll get you a how to play a kazoo video with sound. Right, here we go. Here it is.
Hey, how you doing? This is Abba Jeeves here, and I needed to do a video on how to play the kazoo, or in this case, the mighty kazook. I don't know if you can see that. This is made by Cole Aloha, and Pops Okami came up with this idea to kind of mod up a kazoo. And so I'm shooting this music video on a song that I wrote called You Can Do It, which was also...
come on, get to the point. Play it, mate.
Because of this...
Hang on, here we go.
Which is cool, too, if you're doing...
Here we go.
Against my mouth. So I did, you know, quarter notes and eighth notes there. Otherwise, it would have sounded like this.
So there you go. He plays Happy Birthday. You get what it is now?
Yeah, it just looks like a piece of pipe that you just blow into.
Yeah, you're telling me also, we can't let too much out, but we could be doing a promotion for a very famous musician.
We could be.
Featuring me playing a kazoo. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, how do you think you'll go?
But you didn't even know what it was.
No. Well, you're the one that picked the instrument. Oh, I thought you'd play the ukulele. Come on, Strawny.
No, that's all right. Oh, gee, I can't wait.
If you want to hear Strawny playing the kazoo...
We're going to play the kazoo.
Make sure you listen next week.
Gee, okay. Oh, it's next week, is it?
Yeah,
thank you very much. All right, we better do this officially.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
What do you got, Christy?
Well, speaking of music, Bravissimo at the Glasshouses from 12:15 today. It showcases the best HSC music students, and I'm sure they're probably not playing the kazoo, from the Mid-North Coast and Tableland regions. They're stretching from as far as Wingham, Gloucester and Foster, west of Armidale and Tamworth, and through Kempsey up to Coffs Harbour. Now, that's top performers selected from the state, Catholic and private schools for a 2 hour of amazing talent performance, which is amazing.
Wow.
On the Nambucca, the Kiowa Bushwalkers are out today from 9 till through to the Dorrigo National Park to the Blackbutt Trail and the Port Macquarie Swim Meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street, Strawny.
Good on you, Christy. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. If you have an not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M. Rocking your Wednesday with a classic from the King, Elvis Presley there, and a hunk of burning love, baby. I still love you, Priscilla. Thank you very much. It's coming up to 8:45. Just about it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you'd like to have a catch-up, maybe hear the Worst Joke Wednesday winner, which was an absolute howler this morning, a cracker, just log on to Triple M Mid-North Coast and go to my page and press catch-up. Or just go to triplem.com.au and follow the prompts to get Mid-North Coast, if you know what I mean. Yeah, on the show tomorrow, we have more... Red Hot Summer Tour tickets to give away and the Red Hot Quiz worth $240 for a double pass. Yes. And it's Tradie Thursday thanks to ARB. Christy out to a job site round the Mid-North Coast.
With love.
Giving out Smoko, the oak-flavoured milk and the Tumblegum Bakery products, and they get to play their favourite rock song. That's all tomorrow on the show. Have a great Wednesday.
That money can't buy.